You know, it'd really be fucking nice, or at least damn human decency, to someone explain some of your story before you go fucking dragging my girlfriend and I out of the some bitching nut hospital. I'm just saying, dude. It tends to make a man suspicious when some motherfucking cop-looking dude with a preppy pretty boy accent just comes pulling into my place of residence in his fancy fucking car. Makes me wonder a little bit, dude. Maybe the reason you seem to know so damn much is because you helped fucking Jaws plan his murders? Is that it? Oh, no. Fuck, I must be crazy, right? Considering that's where you just dragged me out of. What do you know, I think is the question. Huh, sir? You behind this or did you just want to show me all your nice shit in your magical little office? Fuck you, dude.
Alex, honey, he's just trying to help us to understand. Maybe he just felt like it'd be safe for us to know in his own chambers.
Oh, bullshit, Karen. That is so fucking asinine and you damn well know it. Nobody does that, Karen, seriously. Who the fuck does business that way? Nobody I've ever seen in hell. You should know that, too. All the doctors and important jackasses we've dealt with. Daniel, now he knew business. Did it with integrity and honesty. Good man.
Damn it, Alex, I know that. Come on, babe. Try to calm down, sweetheart. I know it's hard, but babe, I'm here. Okay, I am here for you, Alex. You're not alone.
Jasmine? How are you, dear? Would you please come to my office for a moment so I can sign these two in with me? And call the hospital, please. Inform them they are with the police. Just need to ask a few questions and report to them.
Yes, detective. I sure can do that for you. Let us go into your office and sign the two of you in so that nobody worries. And we will go from there.
Thank you, dear. You are fantastic.
My pleasure.
Come this way, please. Alex, Karen.
I'm telling you, this feels like a trap. You set me up, motherfucker. I'll whip that ass. I don't give a damn if you're above the law or not. Don't fuck with me. I'm on pins and needles.
Come now, son. Do not be so hostile.
It's all right there, handsome. After all, we are here to save you at the end of the day.
Listen, bitch. You wanna see hostile? You make one more crack at my man, I'll crack open your cute little porcelain face. I'm crazy too. Remember that. We come from the same place. And yes, I can and will kick a bitch's little ass if I have to. Don't screw with me.
Come now. Please. In through this doorway here. My office.
Oh, what a cute little. Oh my god. It's him? His face.
Wanted posters. He's a notorious murderer.
Oh my, Alex, honey.
Son, are you alright? Are you going to be sick?
No, I'm fine. It's just that I admit, I'm still afraid. I'll fight him if I must, but I fear him.
Please sit.
I shall go take care of that for you, sir. Oh, Karen. Trust me, I would kill for him too. He's sexy girl.
Keep it close, bitch. Your fucking face, I mean.
So, my doctor. Fucking spill it, dude. Now, you've been tickling my prick long enough with bullshit I wanna fucking know. All of it. Start to fucking finish.
Very well, son. This is gonna be hard.
Now.
Your doctor left the hospital the same time he always does yesterday. According to the cameras, he was seen entering his car and driving from the hospital to his home. If I am correct, that is indeed where he'd go.
Yes, he was very much a family man. Man's man. He loved his wife. I knew that.
Okay. It was also reported that he was tracked when leaving the hospital.
Tracked? What do you mean?
Kimberly, another co-worker at the same hospital, followed him home according to reports, in a black car with three passengers, herself, Jaws, or I should say, Reed, and another unknown man, believed to be a sidekick. Surrounding neighbors called the fire department and the local police when they saw the house go up in flames. When we arrived on the scene, two cars were seen leaving the scene, Reed's car for sure, and a black Mustang, driven by a man carrying a large hunting rifle with a wide-ranged scope. When we went inside, we found Daniel and his wife.
Oh God.
And then?
The bodies were pretty charred, but we discovered they'd both been shot and stabbed several times.
Oh my god,
baby.
Those fucking cowards. Those motherfucking cowards.
Alex, I saw him. Jaws, himself, standing in the flames. He looked like a dragon, but I knew it was him. His eyes, my god, his eyes were huge. His voice when he spoke was like a loudspeaker. It echoed and boomed out over the houses and trees. We heard it from inside the trucks. He said he was coming for you. That, son, is why you are here. Alex, he's a demon.
Yes, I fucking know that, thanks. He killed Dr. Dan? He killed him.
There is one more piece to this story.
Just one more piece. What is it?
The man with the rifle. The one seen running to his car. His name is Silver.
Silver? Who's Silver?
He is Keynote Grold's brother. He gave chase to Jaws and his two passengers. It was a battle of bullets all the way to your hospital doors. You too. We believe Silver was at one time with Jaws and his crime family, that's what they call themselves. But after Keynote Gold was murdered, it is said a relationship between Jaws and Silver went sour, and has been quickly falling apart over the years. We believe Silver was trying to protect you, Alex.
Why would this Silver protect me?
Maybe because you were friends with his brother, maybe Silver just wanted to make things right with himself.
Could be, very likely. Alex, we want to take care of you, son. We want to keep you safe. We must catch him.
Fuck that. I'm going to find him and fry his ass. That's what's gonna happen, like it or not.
Son, he is not of this world. You cannot face what you don't understand. Let the police handle this.
Let me tell you something, sir. The only thing I understand is the fact that he killed people I loved. He will pay. That's that. Now, either you take me to him, or I start walking. I'm going to get him. Right now. I am gonna fuck up his world.
Alex, he's a demon. You understand? He is a fucking demon. What are you going to do?
Kill him. That's what.
I need to ask you one more question.
What's that?
When do you want to go? As many posters and crimes as this man has done, I want him arrested.
Well, we want him fucking dead.
Well then, shit, let's do
it. I'm driving, don't fucking like it. I don't give a shit. His ass is mine.
Excuse me, I just called the hospital. They're on fucking lockdown. It's Jaws. He has just murdered a receptionist. He and some guy named Silver. Bullets and heavy artillery. Robert, please do not allow them to go anywhere. That hospital is a fucking war scene.
Good. Let's get going. Get me the fucking car.
You cannot be serious. You are fucking crazy.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Back off, bitch.
We must hurry. I'll call for backup.
This is war.
Come on, motherfucker. I'm waiting on your demonic ass. Oh, I am so waiting. To fuck you up. Let's see. I came prepared. Isn't that what you always told us? Be prepared? Well, I'm ready for war. Hurry up. My pistol. My automatic machine gun. My hunting rifle. My sword. Ooh, looky here. My favorite toy. Grenade launcher. Straight up your demon ass. How you feel about that one, motherfucker?
Well, well, G Silver, I am impressed. You came prepared, I see. But guess what?
I came prepared as well. Prepare to rip. Prepare to bite. Tear you open and chew your soft meat off of your bones. I came to kill you, Silver. Kill you for walking out on me.
Then do it. What's stopping you? Kill me. Take a chunk out of me. Come on, Mr. Demon. I'm crazy fucking psycho. You should know that by now. I have no fear of you. Absolutely none. What you gonna do? Stab me? Cut me up? Shoot me? Eat me? Well, here's what I think of that, you stupid fuck. I'm not Daniel or one of your helpless victims, dear motherfucker. If I go down, I'm going to fucking drag your ass down with me. So you can get fucked in the ass by the devil while I stomp fucking holes in your face.
Silver, you will pay. Oh, you will fucking pay.
Fuck you. We'll see who pays in the end. Because I promise you, demon bitch, one of us dies. Bullets, anyone? How about splattering in your ugly face?
You have no chance.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
How about some blood, bitch?
Son of a bitch.
Feel the pain, Silver. Feel my fangs ripping into your flesh.
God. Oh shit.
You will suffer. I will torture you, Silver.
Oh, fuck you. I will never give in. You are not allowed to.
I always win, Silver. I am Jaws. I killed your brother.
My
I very much enjoyed doing it.
Oh no no no.
And now, guess what?
Oh, my stomach. Oh shit.
I'm going to kill you just like I killed your weak little cowardly brother.
Yeah, well, here's the difference. I'm not weak, and I am no fucking coward. And get your nasty fucking face off of me. You're going to know how it feels to be cut down, motherfucker. Right now. Get the holy living shit out of you. giant mother. I'll blow you all the way to kingdom come. Die, you stupid fuck.
Big hole in the wall, Silver, you have no chance against me.
Oh, really? Well, well, now toss. Eat this. Open light demon. Oh yes, show me them facts. And get ready to meet your master.
Get up, you weak son of a bitch.
Fuck you. I'll show you weak. Oh shit.
You will not fuck with me, Silver. Something funny, Silver?
Yes, in fact there is. What you're doing is making me almost horny. Give me more, you fucking ugly sorry sack of cow shit. Remember, boss, I'm a fucking psycho.
A psycho who will be taught respect.
Fuck you and your respect. Where's the little demon? Don't want any more? Or are you just a little fucking coward like your master? The devil. Fuck you both.
You want the demon?
Give it to me. Fuck me with your fangs and I'll make sure this rifle gets a good blowjob. My ribs, my fucking ribs.
Yeah, machine gun for you, bitch.
Oh, look. We've got company. I believe it's who you've been waiting for.
Fuck.
It's me, motherfucker. Now what you gonna do? Looks like you're a little roughed up already. Shall I finish it?
Alex.
Yes. It's me.
You listen to me, you evil bastard. You're a dead man.
No, pretty girl.
Aaron, don't.
You are.
Baby, don't.
Smashed into the concrete goes the bitch.
Silver?
See you soon, Alex.
Bosh, come back here, damn you.
Karen? No, Karen, no. Karen, you've got to pull through, baby. You'll be okay, Silver. Someone help.
Alex.
Baby, I promise it's going to be okay. Baby, come on, you gotta think of us. Our family, our wedding. Come on, babe, hang on.
I don't think I can, babe. The demon bit me too deep. Every bone in my body is smashed.
Karen! Oh god, Karen! Please? Please, baby! Someone help! Someone help me, please!
Son, that wound is bad.
She'll be okay? She'll be okay, God, please let her be okay.
Babe.
Yes, baby?
I love you, Alex. I love you now. I love you forever. You're my love.
Karen.
Kill him, Alex. Kill him for us.
Oh, Karen, baby, don't die on me.
I love you, Alex. Goodbye, baby.
Karen. Karen, no. Oh, God. God, please, no. Oh, please let this be a dream. A fucking dream and I'm gonna wake up. A fucking dream and I'm gonna wake up. Oh, please let it be a dream. Karen, wake up. Wake up. Please wake up. Oh, God. No. Please. Please, no.
Son, she is gone.
Fucking no.
I am afraid so. Come, there is nothing you can do for her now.
Don't touch me.
Fucking coward he is, running from the fight. I'll get him though, don't you worry.
No you will not. He is mine. He fucking murdered my girlfriend.
It doesn't matter now, guys. Come inside. We need to take care of your wound, young man.
I'll live, I'm at worst.
I insist. Alex, don't worry, son. I'll take care of the body.
Yes. Yes, this is Charles. What can I do for you? Well, I come with a heavy price. I am a well-equipped, highly skilled assassin. I have a rap sheet 6 miles long with the police, and I am not above torturing wives and children to get information. Yes, I can do that. I charge $10,000 per hit, and another $5,000 to cover expenses. I am a lot of money, but trust me, sir, I am top of the line. Yes, sir, but I will warn you right now, I am cold and greedy. If you are short, or if you pay me late, or if you screw me, I will bring war on your fucking head. I will burn you alive, and your kids will have to find a new mummy and daddy. Won't they? Ha ha. Makes me smile at the thought. I'll be with you in just a moment, sir. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Well, sir, I'm going to have to call you back. I have someone in my office. Yes. Yes. Right then. Goodbye.
Hello, Chuck. It has been too long, my friend.
Mr. Jaws. Good to see you, my dear sir. What may I have the pleasure of helping you with, my old friend?
It's gotten really bad, Chuck. You know you're my secret weapon. I'm gonna need to pull my cards.
Say the word, my friend. Tell me your story.
My story is one name long. Silver.
Oh yes, Silver. Arrogant bastard. Walks around with his fancy little rifle. If we are thinking of the same person.
Yes, indeed we are.
Well then, what seems to be the problem? I hated that little fucker anyway.
The problem is this. He thought he could challenge me a fight to the death with the demon. I left him for dead, and I need you to finish him. My cold, greedy, heartless, most trained assassin.
Well, sir, you've got what you asked for. I'll kill that motherfucker. No problem.
But it'll be tricky.
Oh, really?
Yes, they've all gone to hiding in that hospital, and now after my fight with Silver, the cops will be on that place. This is where you come in. I will fight Alex on my time. But listen, Charles, Silver. Kill him.
Consider it done. Silver has mere hours to live.
He defied Jaws for Windows.
Well, no more. Your time is very short, Silver. The demon will have his way with Alex. And you, my friend. Well, let's just say I hope you enjoy being burned alive.
He will be destroyed.
I will destroy him, sir.
Come, Charles, it is time to plan our battle.
Alex, Silver, if we may seat you two and get you both comfortable, do you need any meds, Alex?
No thanks, Tom. I just need quiet. I need to speak with this man in private.
Okay, I will return to check on you lads later. I must get back to the station.
If you do need anything, let one of us know, Alex, okay?
Thank you.
Alright then, let's get one thing straight right now. I am not your friend. We simply have a common enemy. And you had better understand that nothing is going to stop me from getting my hands on that murdering bastard and finishing what I started.
You had better understand one thing as well, sir. All my friends are dead. Who cares about you? Second, he is mine. If I have to kill you to get at him, I will not think twice. Stay the fuck out of my way.
Alex, I am not the man to mess with. I am violent and an extremely dangerous psychopath. I am not at all like my brother.
Yet you seem so much like your friend, Jaws.
Excuse me, my friend.
You heard me. Crime family? Best friends? Brothers? Yeah, I'm calling you out. You know damn well what I'm talking about. And another thing I wanna know. How'd you know my girlfriend's name?
Boy, I don't have to answer to you. Not in the least. But I will tell you this. Yes, I do admit I was once in line with Jaws. That is true. But when I found out that he murdered my brother, he was immediately on my hit list. And as far as knowing your girlfriend's name, simple. We tracked your whereabouts. Kimberly. Remember her? Nurse here. Yeah, well, she was also a spy for us. We knew all about you, Karen, and your relationship with Dr. Daniel. We, and when I say we, I mean Jaws, wanted to plan a hit on you. But at first we were unsure which hospital you were located in. We scoped your whereabouts and met Kimberly. She was easy to manipulate. With a string of threats and promises of reward, Jaws got her to turn spy for him. The night Daniel was killed, she gave Jaws your whereabouts. Told him exactly where to find you. I witnessed the murders outside the house, parked in my car. I wanted to stop him at that point.
Why?
Because at that point, I hated him. For killing my brother. The way he killed Daniel and his wife. It was a savage and brutal murder, Alex. I simply wanted it to stop. And the only way it is going to stop is if Jaws himself is stopped. I will do that. I will end him. I am hell-bent on it.
And you don't think I'm not? Silver, he has killed every friend God has blessed me with. Everyone that mattered to me is gone. He is mine and he will not stop me from getting at him. You had your chance. You failed.
No, I did not fail. You were there. You saw what happened. He became that giant demon dragon thing and smashed Karen into the pavement. Then he ran like a cowardly little bitch.
Yes, exactly. and he will pay. He's mine.
Motherfucker, I'm only going to say this one more time. He will die. I will kill him and that is that.
Yes, Silver. He will die. But I'm going to kill him. Get the fuck out of my face.
You and I just cannot agree now, can we? Alright then. How about this? How about we fight for the right?
You got it, pal. You're done. But, it's going to be on my conditions.
And what, may I ask, are those conditions?
A race. With cars.
Are you kidding? Car racing? Dude, you think this is a fucking game? I say fists and bullets.
Oh, there's gonna be plenty of bullets. I say this. Two cars. You and I. Machine guns mounted on each car with plenty of rounds. The first man to make it to the finish line alive wins the opportunity to fight Jaws. That sound like a game to you, Silver? Because to me, that sounds like a game I love to play. Sick. Twisted. A dangerous game I love to play with you. You wanna stand in my way, you will fucking go down in a spray of auto carnage and a hailstorm of lead. What do you say, motherfucker?
I will go down in a hailstorm of lead and auto carnage. Is that so? Well, we shall see about that, sir. It's on. You are on. Alex, you are playing a game you will not win. Not with me, you won't. I will outrace you and blow you sky high. And then you know what I'll do? I will get my hands on that sick demon fuck and torture him for all the shit I've had to go through. His days are numbered. Just like yours are now numbered. I hope you're ready.
I am ready. And if I die, I'll die like a man.
You're through. Know that, Alex.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Oh yes, we will.
Yes? Yes, sir, I am standing outside Alex's room right now. From what I can gather of their conversation, he and that silver guy are planning some kind of death car race. Yes, I will keep an eye on them. I will let you know what they are doing and their whereabouts. Thank you, Mr. Jaws.
I assume that was Dr. Luke.
Yes.
Excellent. Car racing, are they? Haha. Stupid little shits. They couldn't make it any fucking easier to target them. I'm telling you, Mr. Jaws, this is bloody brilliant. I've got the helicopter ready. And of course the firepower. 15 rounds of RPG rockets. I cannot wait. There is going to be so much fucking carnage.
Oh, you know it. It'll be so easy. We can kill two birds with one stone.
I shall prep the helicopter.
Be sure everything is in place. I want no mistakes, Charles. They will both die tonight. I want it done.
Oh, trust me, sir. You will have it your way. I will get it done. First, we load this RPG onto our lovely chopper. Right then. I'm going to start it up. I'm aboard, sir.
You sure you can fly this thing?
Absolutely, sir. We are off.
The day has finally come, Alex. The day that I have been waiting for. The day where I will finish what I started all those years ago. You will be destroyed tonight, you and Silver both.
So here is my plan, Mr. Jaws. We scope them out. Obviously, they will be in race cars, I would assume. We target them here on our little targeting system, aim the RPG, and then, well, bang bang. Ha 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 ha. Oh, I cannot wait. So much death. Families torn apart. Crying and sadness. It brings me such joy. What do you think, sir?
Oh, Charles, Charles, my friend, I love how your evil, violent mind works.
Believe me, sir, you want Silver out of the way. He'll be taken care of. I don't understand how you dealt with those lazy jackasses for so long.
About the only good thing Silver ever did for me. You see them yet?
Homing in right now. Ah, there they are. I see them on the screen. Looks like they're getting ready to race.
Is there any sort of communication between cars, radios, so on and so on? If there is, zero in on their conversations. I do not want to miss anything. Activate the CB radio.
Activating the CB radio. Now, sir, all we must do is scan for the correct channel. Then we can hear everything.
Excellent. Sit back, my friend, and get ready. We have a race to watch.
You both are absolutely insane. Don't you realize how dangerous this is? These are high-powered machines with heavy-duty defenses as well as offenses. High-capacity machine guns, and they can go up to 250 miles an hour. Alex, Silver, please don't do this.
Mind your own business, Thomas. Just run us through the workings of the cars.
Are both machines exactly the same?
Yes, sir. Okay. First, as I said, these cars can reach speeds of up to 250 miles an hour. You have two twin machine guns for offense, a smoke screen and fog option that can be toggled with this switch here under the dash. This crank here lowers your shield.
All right. What is this shield made of?
It is a 3-inch thick steel plate.
It looks wide enough to cover your entire backside.
Correct. The body of the car is armor-plated, along with bulletproof glass.
Show us the threat.
Very well. Through this door. Your racetrack is a 6-mile twisty turn maze. Hairpin turns at every few corners. Also, be careful. Police issued spike strips.
For blowing out tires.
I also see a red blow off in the distance. What is that?
It's a fire pit.
Are you fucking kidding? A fire pit?
A fire pit that must be jumped before reaching the finish line. That fire stands between you and the line. But jumping that at high speeds is going to be next to impossible.
You have got to be shitting me.
Hey, Thomas, you're the one who suggested this. And no, Thomas, it's possible to jump that fire pit. It's just going to take perfect timing and skill. I'll pull it off just fine.
Well then, you two, if that is all, shall we begin?
Yes.
Please.
Here are your cars, gentlemen.
Please enter the cars. One more thing, you both are equipped with a powerful CB radio for communication with me, Officer Scott, as well as each other.
I pray you two know what you're getting yourselves into. I will be standing by with Tom, Alex, Silver. Please be careful.
There is going to be no being careful. Someone's gonna die, that's that.
Damn straight.
Very well.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Now, let the race begin.
You are finished, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, you will not stand in my fucking way.
Gonna blow it all through this sad little punk ass, then it's your turn, Reed. I'm coming for you, son. Silver is your thunder.
And here we go.
This is going to be awesome. However, my friend, it is going to end very badly for both of you.
Ready the RPG.
I'm on it, sir. I shall also scan for that channel.
Good. Keep a close eye on them, Charles. I do not want either one of them escaping. I assume that fire pit has something to do with that race.
Don't worry there, my friend. I can track them, no matter where they go. Sure, they're in race cars, but our advantage is that we are flying. Shit, I can fucking drop a bomb on their asses, and it's all over. Simple. I could kill Silver anytime I wanted. One push of a little white button and he'll be burning in the fires of hell.
Then please do it.
I'd love to.
I cannot believe I am sitting here, witnessing what I am witnessing. You boys must be insane to think this is even remotely entertaining, Robert. How the hell could you even allow this? This is simply barbaric, uncalled for. Sure, racing that is one thing, but this. As an officer of the law, how could you even consider allowing this insanity, a deadly, hostile racetrack? Machine guns. God knows how many rounds they have access to, and fucking Silver. He is a known violent felon, Robert. What are you doing? And what, may I ask, is that helicopter doing patrolling the area?
Jasmine, I? What are you talking about? What helicopter? Oh my, if it is who I think it is, Silver and Alex are sitting ducks. They'll never see it coming.
Get off your butt, grab that radio and warn them.
Jasmine, even if I did, there is nothing we can do to stop him. Jaws has won this war.
Oh my, it looks like Silver is ahead in the race.
I'm impressed. I have never seen such a skilled driver. He swerves and dodges around those spike strips like it's nothing.
I am afraid isn't so good at driving. He keeps going the way he's going, he'll pop his tires.
Silver is dominating.
No, no damage, no. I have got to win. I must win. Get that murderer. Take it, you son of a bitch.
I will destroy you, Alex. I don't care that he killed your bitch girlfriend or your stupid doctor. I will have my way and that murdering evil bastard will fall at my hands. I will not allow you to win, you son of a bitch. Oh, holy shit.
Didn't have time to drop your shield. I will blow you away, you fuck.
Damn it, go. Have some bullets, you pathetic sack of shit.
Thank God. Activated my shield just in time.
Damn it. I have got to find a way to blow out that fucking shield.
Wow. If Alex had dropped that shield only 1 second later, he would have been done for.
Oh no, the spikes turn, Alex. Turn.
Damn.
Lucky.
Damn, that Silver is one hell of a race car driver. If I may say so.
Yes. In order to be in my crime family, he had to learn to be a highly skilled driver as well as a qualified marksman. I would advise not taking them lightly.
Sir, do not even worry. They'll never make it to the finish line. See that fire pit there? First one to reach it gets blasted. And Silver, it is going to be you from the looks of things.
Here I come, Silver. You won't be winning this for long.
I see you, Alex. Smoke screen. Goodbye, sir.
Fuck, I forgot. That damn smokescreen feature. Well, hell, you can play that game, fucker. Yeah, now what? Eat lead, you stupid son of a bitch.
My shield.
Robert, those shells will be through that shield in a matter of seconds at the rate Alex is going.
Not even Silver's good enough to duck and dodge all those rounds.
Alex, this is Jasmine. Listen to me. If you're going to witness, you either need to lose him now or kill him.
Alex, don't count on outracing him. You must stop him if you're going to win, son. He's too good of a driver.
I've got him cornered, Rob. His shield is weakening.
Son, listen to me. You must either disable his vehicle or kill him.
Then I will kill him. For Daniel, for Karen. To get my fight with Jaws. Nobody is going to stand in my way.
Yes, almost to the iron.
Hello? Silver. Come in, Silver. Calling for Silver. Answer me, motherfucker.
Who is this?
You should know who this is. I am your worst nightmare, Silver. And hey, guess what? I have a surprise in store for you. RPG, motherfucker.
Charles, it's you. Never thought we'd meet again. You'd better stay the hell out of my way, okay?
Robert, that is an RPG.
It's Jaws. He must be stopped, Jasmine. As policemen, it is our duty to step in and stop this monster.
Robert, you are putting your life on the line here. This is no time to play the hero. This is an act of terrorism.
Exactly. I will protect those men out there. I cannot allow this evil to go one step further. I'm stepping in. Alex has been through enough. I must defend him.
I'm right behind you.
What the hell do you want, Silver?
Listen. Forget the damn race. It's fucking Jaws. He's got someone with him in that helicopter.
Oh shit, that's Jaws up there?
Yes, they have an RPG. They just tried to take me out. We need to work together. Aim your machine guns through the sky. We're taking out that chopper.
I'm afraid that is not going to happen, Silver.
Fuck you.
No. It's not fuck me, it's fuck you, Silver. We've been listening to your radio conversations so that we know exactly what we need to do to stop you, and guess what?
I couldn't guess.
See that fire there? Well, that is exactly where you're going.
Not so fast, Jaws. Stop right now. You are under arrest.
Jaws, it is over.
Charles, ready the minigun. No, officers, I'm afraid it's over all right, but not for us, for you.
Alex, smokescreen help. I'm there from you and fire at that fucking chopper.
Got it, Silver.
Jasmine, you must run. Run for your life.
Robert.
This is not a fight we can win right now, honey. Please run. We'll have to shoot our way out. All right.
Yes.
Silver, can you hear me? Are you still with me?
Yes, I am. Here, Alex.
Listen to me, Silver. Clear the fire pit. Make the jump. I'll be right behind you.
Are you sure?
God, Silver, at this point, to hell with the race. I just want everyone to live here.
All right, Alex. Making the jump now.
Yes, Silver made his jump over the fire.
Alex is right behind him.
Silver's not the one I want, it's you, Alex. It's always been you. Finally my moment of victory, now. Alex, time to die.
Alex, the RPG. Alex, fucking watch out.
Well, Karen, my love, this is it. I'm done. I'm coming home.
Alex, of course I will marry you, sweetheart. I am thinking of our future, our wedding. I'm thinking of the time when we no longer have to kiss in secret, or when we don't have to find a safe place to make love, when we can be free, babe. Free
don't
to be us.
Make my
free to be
you may
love.
Never get another chance like this again.
Alex, go.
Robert, my God, Robert, we must help Alex.
You guys, we have to help.
Silver, there's nothing we can do now.
Yeah, well, fuck you then. I'm going in.
Silver, don't.
Fuck you, my mate. I'll kill these bastards. Alex, please be alive. Alex, oh my hell, he is burnt very badly. Alex, can you hear me?
At long last. Goodbye, Alex. May you never rest in peace. Join your bitch girlfriend and your pathetic fucking doctor and then...
Alex, talk to me. Alex, it'll be alright. Don't listen to him. Alex, wake
up. On your feet, bitch. Don't run too far, Silver. Because you are next, motherfucker.
What the? Where am I? Wait just a minute. Am I... dead? I am. I'm dead. This is so strange. I remember being in the car, seeing the RPG coming for me and then...
oh my God!
Alex. Alex, my dear boy.
Dr. Dan?
It is wonderful to see you, son. I've missed you, lad.
Dr. Dan? Dr. Dan, is that really you?
Of course it is me, boy. Who else would it be?
But Dr. Dan, you're dead. He killed you.
Nobody is dead here, son. We all live. We are in heaven. We're with the Lord now. In paradise, there is no more death, nor pain, nor sadness, only love. All that was, is no more. We are where the pains of the world can no longer hurt us.
I've missed you, Dr. Dan. I'm so sorry you had to die for me. I didn't mean-
Come now, my boy. It's all right. It doesn't hurt anymore. I died trying to protect you, son. I was proud to die. I thought, if I let him kill me, then maybe he wouldn't get to you. I would never give you up, my boy. Never. My wife and I both died to try and save you from him because we love you. Do not be sad. After all, son, we are all here. We've been waiting for you.
You? You're all here? All of you? Everyone?
That's right. All of us. Harmony and I. Sam. Keynote. Beautiful Karen. All of us.
Karen? She's here too?
Yes, my boy. Karen too.
I would love to see them all again.
Then come with me, lad. I will show you the way. They are at the Tree of Life, near the river.
Alex. Alex, my love. I've missed you so much.
Karen. Karen, my sweet Karen. You're alive. You're all alive,
Alex.
Darn right we are. And we are as happy as could be.
Hello, Alex. It is wonderful to see you again, sweetie. It's Harmony.
Harmony. Oh, Harmony. Everyone, I am so sorry. I'm sorry for everything. All the hell Jaws put you through? The pain? The hurt?
Alex, my love, there is nothing to be sorry for. Can't you see? He killed you too. We are together again. We can stay together now, babe, and nothing will ever keep us apart.
Now hold on, Karen. We do not yet know if he can stay or go back. You must speak with the Lord, my boy.
But Dr. Dan, I don't want to go back. I want to stay here with you.
Alex, it may not be your time yet.
Agnes is right, Alex. You need to speak with the Lord to know for sure, and we will take you to him.
Okay. I'm ready to meet the Lord.
Then come with us.
This way, son.
Alex, my son.
Jesus, my Lord. My Lord.
Alex, my son. How glad I am to see you.
I'm glad to see you too.
I've been waiting to speak with you for a long time, my son.
But my Lord, I have so many questions. Why did everyone I love have to die? Why did I have to go through so much pain and hell? Why all this? Why, Lord? Why?
My son, don't you see? I was trying to get you to come to me, to count on me, and to trust in me when you most needed me. But you did not.
Oh, I am so sorry, Lord. I am so sorry. Forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me.
You are forgiven, my son. Now, I must tell you your destiny. You are to go back and face Jaws.
No, please, my Lord. I want to stay with you. Please let me stay. I fear him so much, Lord, and I want to be away from him forever. He killed me. Can't that be it? Can't it be over?
Alex, the demon inside him must be defeated. He must be defeated. You must return, face him, and defeat him. But fear not, my son. I will be with you.
Yes, my Lord. I will defeat him, and I will come home to you.
Come. come, sweetheart. We must take you back.
But you'll all be with me. You won't leave me?
We will always be with you, son.
Alex, one more thing. You can trust my brother Silver. He's tough, he's hard, but he will protect you.
Thank you, Keynote Cold.
Until we meet again, my love, I'll be waiting for you. I love you, Alex.
I love you, Karen.
To be continued in the second half of Jaws for Windows is a Murderer. Part 5.